Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, man, we're watching a huge trade take place yesterday and marveling at it. Who won? Who won the big trade?
You know, I think I'm going to surprise people and say Boston. I think they probably diminished their chance. Not probably. They diminished their chances to win the World Series this year by a little bit. But, I mean, they needed to move on. I mean, this obviously was not working out. He's a DH who's making over $30 million a year. So what can you get for him? I don't expect you could get that much. And, frankly, they got more than I would have expected under the circumstances where people knew that it was an untenable situation, at least long term, and we didn't know it was going to get traded at this moment. But their offense is excellent. They have Anthony up now. They've got the three kids. At this moment, before he was traded, he was their, veteran leader, and that's not the guy you want to be your veteran leader. And to me, DH on the market at $30 million, I don't know that there are many takers for that. I think, San Francisco has had trouble getting guys there. We know all the history of all the guys they've tried for, from Stanton to Judge and all the others. And, now they got somebody without giving up too much is their perspective. But I wouldn't trade for him.
So the Giants get Rafael Devers, Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, James Tibbs, and Jose Bello go in return to the Red Sox. As you point out, they're getting rid of one of the best left-handed sluggers in baseball. Also, $254 million on that contract the Giants take over, which is remarkable. Does he play third base in San Francisco until Matt Chapman comes back? What's going on now?
Well, no. I mean, Chapman's going to be their third baseman. Obviously, he's one of the best third basemen in the game. I mean, they couldn't have found a team with a better third baseman other than San Francisco, probably, in baseball.
He's
already on the team with Bregman. Now you've got Chapman, who's probably the only guy better than Bregman, maybe Arenado, but I think he's probably the only one better. He's not the third baseman. I hope he tries to play first. They haven't done anything. He didn't want to play first for Boston because he was mad at them. I mean, you got to give it a shot, I think, right? I mean, right now you've got Dom Smith playing first. I mean, he can't really refuse with them. He just got there. So I think that's the best hope, is that he can play some first.
I got to tell you, I've got so many questions about this and so many observations, one of which is that the Cubs moved their outfielder to DH, and he just went along with it, and he's having maybe an all-star season with, say, a Suzuki. Why was Rafael Devers never really up to date on what they were doing? Did they not go to? did they not let him know what they were doing? Is that why he reacted that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think the communication was not perfect, and they obviously seemed to be very reluctant to give him the lowdown on what was going on, because when they got Bregman, I heard that he was going to be the third baseman, and they were publicly saying that he could play second and that he'd be very good at second. And I guess none of that's untrue, but, you know, I think in Devers' mind, that's the way it was going. And I do believe that they really weren't completely candid with him, and that's probably the issue that's really got this going. I mean, once they started looking at Arenado and word got out that they were looking to possibly trade for Arenado, I think the jig was up. But, you know, I mean, Devers was probably looking at best case and reading the tea leaves, and he just read them wrong. But they probably should have been more upfront with him. I think that would have helped. To be fair, they did not handle this perfectly. But he's a difficult. He's not Mookie Betts. He's not a guy who can play in multiple positions and be happy to do it. You know, he's not that guy.
So the Giants are better than people thought. So now what does this do to them in that division? And who do you see? How's this division going to go? I think the Dodgers are going to eventually pull away, but they haven't necessarily done that yet. You've got the Padres there. The Diamondbacks have been better of late, John. This is a very good division, and the Giants just got better.
They did, and I thought they were pretty good in spring training. I thought they'd be decent. You know, they're probably playing a little bit over what I expected, but, you know, they're not Dodgers. Otani's coming back today now as a pitcher. So, you know, Snell, not that hurts, allegedly, and he's out, and he should come back. And Glass, now you don't know. But, I mean, they have 15 pitchers on the injured list and still be in first place by a couple games. I mean, this is the best team in baseball on paper, or should be. So I don't see them winning the division. They're certainly a playoff contender. I think that's fair. The Diamondbacks, as I heard you talk about earlier, not going to be a seller. They're going to stay in there because they have one of the two or three best offenses in baseball, and they're still winning some games despite all their pitching problems and Burns being out for the year. And certainly the Padres are really good too. So I don't think San Francisco can win the division. I think they'll get second, third, or fourth, but still, this obviously helps their playoff chances for this year. You know, I think they have a good chance to make the playoffs. Can they win that division? I really doubt it.
I was amazed to see how everyone has gone from that team that won it, whatever, 17, 18. There's nobody left. I mean, you traded Mookie Betts, for the love of God. It just feels different than the way things used to be with that team.
Yeah, you don't know if it's the ownership concentrating on his soccer team or what. You know, there had been rumors they were looking to try to get Mbappe, and, you know, I don't know much about soccer, but, yeah. I mean, he probably costs a lot more than Rafael Devers.
Be a bigger trade.
I guess there's another guy they're looking at now or trying to get or just got. I don't know, but they certainly have not spent like you would think they should spend, considering their revenue. Where have we heard that before? But, you know, they've also made some curious moves. Betts was the guy to invest in. They didn't read the market correctly there. I mean, the Dodgers got a bargain on that. I think Betts, whether it's he loves L.A., he just got there, or maybe it was in the COVID situation where things were getting shut down, and he, you know, with a year to go, it's difficult to sign a free agent, as we know, with Tucker and all the other guys who've been a year away from free agency and teams have been hopeful. It generally doesn't happen, certainly not with a new team as Betts was. I think the COVID situation, maybe that helped the Dodgers get him signed, but they misread that market, and then they felt like they had to sign Devers once they didn't sign Betts. Well, they're not the same guy. You know, they're not even close to the same guy. One's the best right fielder in the game who can also play shortstop. The other is a malcontent, a great hitter. I grant you that, but is he better player, a better hitter than Mookie Betts? No. Mookie Betts is a much better player. They felt backed into a corner, and I think they felt backed into a corner once again. So they've made some missteps. Are they concentrating too much on soccer? Are they spending too much money on soccer? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. It's not been a great situation overall, but they do have great young players. They did develop and sign great young players, and they should be, I think, in the American League, a contender.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This year.
John, clearly the Dodgers know what they're doing. This is a championship organization. And Ohtani is pitching tonight, returning to the mound for the first time in a very long time after Tommy John surgery. Is that a good idea, given how lethal he is as an offensive weapon and how much he's performing at the plate? Is it a good idea to tinker with anything that's working, because everything is working right now for Ohtani?
Yeah, the timing of it, you know, I think he's probably chomping at the bit and probably telling them, I got to get on the mound, it's time to start pitching. And they obviously couldn't send him out on a rehab. They kind of need his offense, or like his offense. I don't know if they need anything. But, I thought they would slow play it a little more than this. I'm figuring that he doesn't have a tremendous number of bullets and they needed him to work for them in the postseason. But I think they won't build up the innings too big. It's going to be an inning or two at the beginning, and that's it. So I'm not going to question them that. As far as him pitching, yes. I mean, they make hundreds of millions of dollars annually on him as a two-way player. I mean, he's obviously a phenomenon, and I think we have to be realistic about this and not say, well, they won the World Series and he just hit and was the MVP and all that. I mean, the reality of it is, he is so valuable because he is the one guy who can be a great hitter and a great pitcher in baseball simultaneously in a century. So, I think there is a business aspect to this as well, and I don't think they have any choice but to have him pitch as well.
He's supposed to go three innings tonight, and I guess the over-under on strikeouts is 1.5. I think the guy can get two strikeouts. Maybe optimistic.
I saw him in a couple of simulated. Somehow I'm there for all of his simulated games. I was there in New York. I was there in L.A. I wouldn't want to go up. I mean, I would think so. He's throwing 97 miles an hour. He's got, 10 pitches, including a splitter. So, yeah, I'm taking the over. I don't bet, and I don't advise betting, yes, but I'm taking the over on that one.
Yeah. John, you know we tend to be myopic here in Chicago, so I have to ask you this. Based on the Devers blockbuster deal, does that mean that the big trades will start earlier this year than maybe in previous seasons? Because we all know, based on what Jed Hoyer told you on the podcast, well done, by the way, that the Cubs are in the market for an ace pitcher. So can they maybe get that started? Because they need him.
No, I don't think so. At some point, yes, but not going to be speeded up by Devers. He is the one known malcontent in baseball. Maybe there's some other malcontents behind the scenes, but this is a public one, and they felt pressure to get him out, apparently. So I don't think so. And right now, it's going to be a very big seller's market, meaning the sellers have the big advantage. And as we know, there are right now only four teams that you can name that will be sellers for sure. And it's going to take a while for this to sort itself out. You know, I mean, it changes all the time. I do think the Orioles will probably tend towards selling, which will be a positive for the market because they do have players. They are better than they have performed. It doesn't appear that the Diamondbacks would be now, but could the Cardinals? I mean, they're falling back a little bit now, and they certainly have free agent players as well. Diamondbacks, as I heard you guys talking about, would be a good one because Merrill Kelly and Zach Gallen, potential aces. They haven't pitched that way this year, particularly Gallen, but they are potential aces. I think they would be great pickups for teams if they did sell. But at this moment, we basically have the White Sox, the Rockies, the Pirates, the Marlins. That's about it among the sellers. So I think it's going to take a while. I really do.
Maybe we should look at it a little differently. Who, in your opinion, is the most disgruntled pitcher in all of baseball?
Disgruntled pitcher. Well, most people try to keep that to themselves if they're really disgruntled. And the ones that get traded are the free agents, so they can certainly keep themselves for another 4 months. So I don't know who is disgruntled. I will say this. You know, I'm not going to put a 0%. I do think Skeens, they've basically said no way, no how, no chance. So I'm going to say that's pretty close to zero. I wouldn't say it's zero for Freddie Peralta to be traded. I wouldn't say zero for Chris Sale, though they're signaling they're a buyer as of now, but they are 7 or 8 games under Atlanta. I wouldn't put zero on Jacob DeGrom, but that was probably pretty close to zero. So there are some names out there potentially that could be aces for teams that could potentially get traded. The most likely would be the Baltimore guys, Sagano and Eflin, at this moment. They are free agents, and I think they probably will be traded. But we're likely not going to see an ace traded. But it's worth dreaming to think about potentially Chris Sale or Freddie Peralta being traded, although I don't think Peralta would get traded to the Cubs.
All right, John, as I mentioned, you had a good exchange with Jed Hoyer on the show with you and Joel Sherman, the podcast you guys do regularly. What was your biggest takeaway from that time spent with Jed?
Well, I mean, I guess the one that got the play was that he's going to go in after pitching, but I don't think that surprised any of us, but I guess he hasn't really said that out loud and enunciated it. They're hitting, I think, is good enough. I mean, at least their position players, their defense is outstanding. They have the best run differential in baseball. They have a third best record in baseball. Very solid team. So, that's the thing that these teams normally look at is the pitching, and I'm not surprised by that. I thought they would have some thought about trying to get Tucker done during the summer, and he basically suggested that doesn't often happen, which to me means it's probably not happening, and he's probably going to be a free agent after the year. Whether they've tried already and it just didn't happen, I don't know that, but I heard that they were going to try, so it's very possible that they did try. So for me, that was a little bit of a surprise to it, that he kind of conceded that it's quite a long shot to get him done before he becomes a free agent.
John, the White Sox have played better. I wouldn't say they played well, but they played better. And they are, I think, 4-18 in games decided by one run. So that's not good. But but they are in games. I don't know if that matters.
Well, it's a step. I mean, from 41 wins, you got to take a step. Nobody thought they're going from 41 wins to 81 wins, right? So, I mean, they've taken a step. I think they're on the right track. For me, their issue is who are going to be the position players that are long-term guys on this team. Vargas has hit well this year. Caro has looked pretty good. Teal, they look like they're pretty good at catcher. But, I mean, there are a lot of positions on that field that we're kind of uncertain about. They seem to know what they're doing on the pitching front. I don't know if these pitchers that are doing pretty well for them, whether it be Smith or Martin, are long-term solutions either, but they seem to really have a better handle on the pitching end of things, and I feel confident, and I know they have prospects who are pitchers as well with Hagen and Smith and certainly with Noah Schultz. So I feel better about that, but they still got a way
to go. They moved him. Did you see that? They moved him to AAA. Yeah. And a guy wrote a story for Sports Mockery where he said that this is a terrible idea. He's not pitching as well as he did, and he got a tweet from Brian Bannister
directly
directly defending what they were doing and told him, like, it was incredibly transparent, but like just shockingly defensive too.
Yeah, you know, I'm like that on Twitter, too. I can't help myself. I can't. So I don't blame them. I get it. I've been told not to even look at the mentions. I think that's probably the best idea, not to look at it and certainly not to respond to, what was that, sports mockery? I giggled at the name, but I never even heard of it. So, you know, I think the best advice is to not say anything, to keep it quiet, and have confidence that you know what you're doing more than sports mockery.
Well, you got to check it out.
I think it's good advice, John. But it is a fascinating tweet.
It was like, you know, look, Sox fan Mike wrote it.
So I can't criticize him for doing it. And I get it, but it's probably better not to answer to even to Ken Rosenthal, but much less sports mockery.
Yeah. Great stuff, John.
You're the best, John.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, great talking to you.
You
see
too.
You next week.
Yeah, that is John Heyman. Great guy. The story was pretty good.
Yeah,
right?
we should go over it when Sox, we come back. We'll go over the details of what he said. We should also let people know, John Heyman is a national columnist, works for the New York Post and MLB Network, but he does a nice job of keeping us informed of what's going on
with
the White Sox
phenomenal.
And the Cubs when he gets information. And so he's an excellent teammate.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He really is.
He really helps us a ton.
Yeah.
So it's really well appreciated.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.